Welcome to BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
Welcome, friends and followers. It's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. I'm joined today by Brooks Lobengeier, Director of Information Technology at Port Corpus Christi. Brooks, welcome. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Brooks, I got to ask you quick, man. I know you're a fisherman. What have the trout been hitting lately?
It's all about the corkies and the paddle tails.
Corkies and the paddle tails. All right, man. All around you in Corpus and the bays, that's where you're at?
That's right. Yes, sir.
All right, my man. So Brooks, for folks that don't know you, let me tell folks a little bit about you. You've been with the port over a couple of years, and lately have led an aggressive movement to increase the cybersecurity of the port, with the port to receive the Texas Cyber Star certificate in 2022, and now the first port in Texas and only second port in the U.S. to achieve ISO 27001 certification. Brooks, tell us about that certification and why does it matter?
So ISO 27001, it's an internationally recognized information security framework. You know, it sets forth rigorous standards, encompasses cyber operations, physical security, human resource security through all facets of a business. It's widely recognized as the gold standard in information security. It signifies a monumental achievement for Port of Corpus. You know, our port is the only port in Texas and the second port in the United States to obtain this designation. At the premier energy port of the Americas, it showcases our commitment to continually maintaining stringent standards in information security for our customers across the world, as well as our local, state, and federal partners. We hope the certification will encourage other maritime entities to reach new milestones in their information security journeys as well.
Yeah, that's amazing, Brooks. Talk about kind of the team and the commitment to that, man. What was that? What was that group like enabled to reach the certification? What was that journey like?
Yeah, it takes a long time and it takes a lot of excess work. We've got a really qualified, really great group in my cybersecurity team, and they kind of led the charge. You know, it takes all facets of all the business. It takes human resources. It takes risk management. It takes everybody signing off on updating policies and procedures and flowing and making sure that we're doing the things the right way. So it's a huge undertaking. It took us pretty much all year last year to go through kind of the gap assessment and the get ready, if you will, to go through the audit. So the one thing I'm really proud of at our port and of my staff for throughout the certification, throughout the audit, we had no findings or opportunities for improvement, which is kind of stellar, really, when you sit back and think about it. The way we handle our cybersecurity and the things that we do today, it really speaks volumes that we didn't have any even opportunities for improvement within our processes based on the auditor's feedback.
Yeah, Brooks, absolutely. You know, I'm thinking about the headlines we've seen in the last 2 to 3 years. Colonial Pipeline stands out as well. Look, how has the field of cybersecurity evolved in maritime commerce?
Yeah. So, you know, as maritime cybersecurity challenges continue to intensify, there's a backdrop with escalating global conflicts. There's an ever-growing recognition of the imperative need to fortify the cybersecurity measures within the maritime realm. The dynamic, swiftly evolving landscape of cyber threats, well-funded state-sponsored adversaries, cyber criminals, it's engendered a contemporary cyber race in the entire 21st century. The race is dedicated, though, to safeguarding critical infrastructure against potential breaches and disruptions. You know, the maritime transportation system stands as a complex web of interconnected components woven into the supply chain. The interdependencies within the system, they magnify the potential for cascading impacts, extending from suppliers to the consumers, and particularly in the wake of a cyber incident. You know, we're positioned as a pivotal node within the maritime transportation system. Our port's resolute in its commitment to upholding the highest standards of information security. And this commitment not only extends to our present, but also underscores our dedication to fortifying security measures proactively into the future, ensuring the resilience of the operations for the benefit of all of our customers and our partners as well.
No question, Brooke. So what is Port Corpus Christi's approach to information security and related mismanagement? How do you sort of broadly approach it?
Sure. So, you know, our information or our approach to the information security and risk management is kind of a comprehensive and aligned seamlessly with those ISO 27001 standards. It's our commitment to maintaining and continually enhancing the port's information security management system. We adhere to the industry, the best practices, the government regulations, the commitments that's upheld by a dedicated team of cybersecurity professionals with our staff. Our information security management system operates on a defense-in-depth methodology, strategically integrating people, technology, and the operational processes. But this holistic approach allows us to effectively manage the attack surface and proactively identify potential risks by embracing this multifaceted strategy. We not only align with the industry benchmarks, we also ensure the robustness of our information security measures, contributing to the resilience of our overall operations. PCCA always wants to be a leader from the IT perspective. It's our goal to be a leader in the cyberspace as well and encourage others to strive to strengthen that presence. That's why this year, I mean, we're here talking about our ISO 27001 certification that we've achieved, and that's to the 2013 standards. This year, we are planning and we're going forward. We're going to be not only the first port in Texas, but the first port in the United States to achieve the ISO 27001 certification on their newest released 2022 standards. So then we're moving forward.
Right. So it's still the same certification, just different standards that they've updated over the years. Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. It is. You know, it's like any standard. It goes through multiple iterations and they come up with new regulations, new standards that you should adhere to. And so we're taking it to the next level. We could have done 2022 last year. Being our first year, we really wanted to get our feet wet and get into it. And so now we're in the process right now already of going through and updating all of our stuff to meet these 22 standards.
No question. And Brooks, over time, have you seen the approach change, you know, in the past 5 years? It just seems to me that in the past 5 years, there's been so much emphasis on cybersecurity, really globally, whether it be our military, our federal government, obviously existing assets, private industry. Talk about the last 5 years and how the approach has evolved or changed.
So. Yeah, we've taken significant steps to advance the maturity of the port's cybersecurity program. You know, that journey has involved an expansion of our cybersecurity team and our systems. Mm-hmm. Our initial focus kind of centered on aligning our technical controls with the associated business risks and a deliberate emphasis on fortifying these controls. Subsequently, our efforts extended to the development and refinement of cyber policies and processes. And as technological advancements in the cyber domain have unfolded, we've witnessed a parallel evolution in their integration with other technologies. Yeah. A pivotal shift in our approach has been a deliberate move from the disparate interdependent cyber systems, and instead we've embraced a more cohesive and unified cyber ecosystem approach. So, you know, the strategic pivot not only fosters the seamless integration of the cyber technologies, but also reinforces the defense in depth strategy. In addition to our unified ecosystem that we've been working towards, we continually work with our federal partners, and they're out there to be used, right? We work with the United States Coast Guard, the CISA, Cybersecurity Information Security Agency, and the FBI to further advance our cyber posturing and preparedness. By adopting this unified ecosystem, though, and our approach and maintaining strong relationships with our partners, we strive to maintain consistency in our information security journey and uphold the integrity of our cybersecurity measures in an ever-evolving digital landscape. You know, and I'll add too, you know, in the past 5 years, I mentioned our partnership with the FBI, and FBI has their FBI InfraGuard partnership, which is it's a partnership between the FBI and private industry. And there's different chapters around the country. So my actual cybersecurity manager, Larry Medrano, he takes an active role in the Houston chapter of the FBI InfraGuard Maritime Cross-Sector Council and out of the Houston chapter as well. So he's the deputy director and he kind of leads that charge. So we're always partnering with our federal partners as well and going forward from there.
Well, Brooks, this has been fun hanging out. Thank you for the update on the certification for Port Corpus Christi and really a broader look into port security. So we thank you for coming on with us today and spending some time.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me so much. We're really proud of the work we've been doing here and excited to share.
Absolutely. And it's fun to see the industry elevating in this realm. So again, appreciate you and the team and your goals and also driving sort of the port security industry forward with this effort. So.
Thank you very much.
Well, Brooks, thank you so much. And for all of you watching, we appreciate you being here. Remember, for more videos, news, podcasts, and information, visit BICMagazine.com. Remember, everyone, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast. Log on to BICMagazine.com for industry news and resources. BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICAlliance.com for more information.